Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Today, Monday, June 16th, we're going to continue our teaching, Life in the Spirit. Our subtopic for this week is the condition of the human spirit after the fall. So we're going to be exploring the human spirit after the fall.
Isn't that great that we can take time out, guys? And now, we're talking about the human spirit because we know from the Word of God in Thessalonians that, man is composed of a body, he composed of a soul, which is the mind, and he composed of a spirit. So God make us with these three components, our body, our mind, and our spirit. And all three of those serve a function and a specific function, right? Mm-hmm. So the body needs food. And we got to keep the body healthy, mm-hmm. right, guys? Mm-hmm. In order for us to do anything, mm-hmm. our body has to be what? Healthy. Okay. And what kind of, and it need food. Mm-hmm. So the nutritionists will tell us that we got to eat correctly to have a healthy body so that we don't have sickness and disease. That's the body. Then the mind need, it's where the thinking process comes, knowledge, wisdom. It's coming out of the mind. The skills coming up from where? The mind. We learn skills. And the mind is in control of that. My learning is in my mind is the one that controls all of that. Then my spirit. Then the spirit of a man. It doesn't need food. He doesn't go out and build a car. He needs God. That part needs God. And so we are centering or focusing on that part, the human spirit. We know the human spirit, that it connects to what? God. When? Where? In the garden. Mm-hmm. Because we know God and Adam communicate daily. Mm-hmm. And how they communicate? Through the spirit. How we know that? Because God is a what? Spirit. And the Bible tells us no man see God at any time. He said no man see him, because God is a spirit. So you don't see God walking like you and I, because we are flesh. But within the flesh is the spirit. All right. Mm-hmm. You guys get to hear from mm-hmm. there. Just set it up.
Genesis chapter 2, starting at verse 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
Okay, so let's explain that, Dan and Emily. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. He says, every tree in the garden you will what? You eat. But this tree is a particular tree. And the characteristic and the features of this tree, it was the tree of what?
Good and evil.
There was a restriction on there. Mm-hmm. He says, the day you eat from this tree, you will die. We will stay a long time to understand why that was so important and why we should obey, why Adam and Eve should have obeyed the predicament to eat from that tree, because every other tree was okay to eat from. But this tree was singled out because it was a tree of good and evil. Go ahead.
And it said they could freely eat of every other tree in the garden.
Yeah.
So the only thing that was off of limits was this one specific tree.
Yes.
So they had an abundance of potential opportunities, food sources. But the Lord told them, don't eat of this one, it, because then you will pick up the evil. Right now, you know only good.
Yeah.
But if you eat of this specific tree, then you're going to pick up the evil component. But we know that they went ahead and they ate anyway. And when they ate, it didn't result in an automatic physical death. Yeah. They were still right there. They had the strength to go try to hide. They had the in their mind where they came up with the plan to sew the fig leaves together and stuff. So their physical body was there. It was moving around. Their mind was scheming how they were going to try to outthink God, cover up the self, separate themselves from God. So what died was their spiritual ability to fully communicate and hear from God.
And we know good and evil enter. Mm-hmm. Because now they know what was good. And now they know they were aware of what was good and what was evil. Because we know that from the scriptures, that when God came, like he always do, to communicate with both Adam and Eve, they were in what? Hiding. They were in hiding. And they tell God why they were in hiding. They told him. They said, we hide from you. And he asked them, why? He says, because we are what? Naked. So they tell God why they were in hiding. Because they were naked. And now God asks them the question, who told you? Who told you? Oh, you know that. So you got to do something. And then the whole story, right? Mm-hmm. The explanation of how they become what? Naked. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So they were disconnected from the source. Then at the time they were removed from the garden. They were given direction of where to go because they did not want them then to eat off of the tree of life, which would have preserved them in the sin state. And God had already had a plan in place through Jesus Christ for us to be redeemed back to God, to come back into communication with God. So he sent them out of the garden, and then they had to learn again how to hear from God.
Okay, let's stay there. Mm-hmm. So listeners can really zero in on this teaching. So now they eat from what tree? The tree of what? Good
and evil. And evil. Mm-hmm.
So evil enters them now. The evil enters. So they know what evil is. And they also know what good is. Now there's another tree that was there. And that tree is the tree of life. That one is the tree of life. Eat from it, you have eternal life. Now they know. Before that tree wasn't of a concern because God never put that tree as a restriction. That tree was not a restriction. He said you can freely eat from all the trees. But the tree of good and evil, leave that tree alone. Now, when they eat from the tree, you guys can help me, of good and evil, then God got to that cut them off from the source. Now they cut off from the source. And once they cut off from the source, now God got to get them out of that garden. Because they're going to do what? The most next natural move was to go to the tree of life.
Isn't that just like human nature? Tell us we can't do something, and then we go and do it. You know, they could have eaten of any tree in the garden, but no, where did they go? They went to the one that they were told not to eat, and it was very tempting. So way back then, people got tempted. And we have the same exact spirit in us from then as we do now. And what their decision did, it caused us to be disconnected from the source.
Yes.
And that's where sin came in, and that's where all the evil came in. Imagine how beautiful it must have been in the Garden of Eden before they knew everything. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they ate of the tree of good and evil, they started to see the darkness in the world way back then.
Yes.
And it's still in the world today, but thank God he gave us a way out. And he gave us this. He knew already when he also knew that he told them that they were going to have a life with good and evil in it. He already knew he was going to send his son Jesus to redeem us. So way back in the Old Testament, we see Jesus throughout the whole Testament until he fulfilled the promise in the New Testament.
Amen and amen. Right there. Man was plunged into, like you said, Pastor Emily, was plunged into darkness.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They plunged into darkness. And they started to sin enter, darkness enter. So now, no more voice of God. That's it. You cut off from the voice of God. Before that, they were directed by the voice of God. Knowing, taking direction from God. Sin came, cut off. Stop that, black that. And man is plunged in darkness. So now we know the wages of sin is what?
Death.
Death. Sin brings death. That death is twice. Twice. Death in there is twice. It's a plural word. So sin brings spiritual death and also physical death, both. So it's a plural word there. Physical and spiritual. All right.
Then they had to learn again how to hear from God without the flesh being dominant, without the carnal mind being dominant. They had to go through the process that we go through now to be able to hear from God, because he was still speaking to them. He gave them the consequence. He sent them to a specific place. He made specific provision from them. So he still wanted them to thrive, but they just weren't able to be in the original setting of the garden. They weren't able to be there because of their disobedience, but he sent them out, and then he worked through them to discipline them to be able to commune with him. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.